Good evening, brothers and sisters. So I'm very happy to be here tonight. I've known this brother for 1 year. I love this brother. So the weekend work together tonight is a joy for me. So the brother introduced me to Pastor Jerry and Sister Lily. And I was so amazed. They live about 300 meters from where I stay. So I thought, God allowed me to meet this brother so I could meet them so I could meet you. So I spent many years in Japan and I speak Japanese. So in worship time tonight, I studied Chinese. So I learned Yesu. So that's the same as Japanese. Okay, the brother and the sister shared the beautiful song, Taiyo. So that's the same as Japanese. In fact, I lived in a town called Nanyo. So the southern sign. Also, I learned Xin. And also, I can see I. So, love. So, those are the same. So, my family says hello to you. I have one wife and four children. So they are praying for you tonight. I am sorry they couldn't join tonight. So I want to ask you a few questions so I can get to know you. So, raise your hand if you're from China. Okay. Raise your hand if you're a student, university student, graduate student. Okay. Raise your hand if you're single. There's a lot of I here. Okay. And raise your hand if you love Jesus. Oh, wonderful. So, thank you for answering my questions. Now I feel I know you better. So, I'd like to pray for our time together tonight. Father God, we love you. And please teach us tonight through the Bible. And help me and Brother Weihao to give this message. And please be glorified tonight here. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'd like to read the Bible together. So would you stand and open your Bible to Colossians chapter 3. So we'll read from Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 17.
大家从第一章，从第一节这个第十七节。所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以， 督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪行、恶欲和贪婪，像你们修筑材料的像一样。今天的解释，神的愤怒必如要拿给你之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。但现在你们要拒绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤、一口和污秽的言语，不要彼此说话。因你们已经过去救人和救人的行为，看到了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造化主的形象，在此因我们希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、非受割礼的、奥赛人、希腊人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是超过一切，又住在个人之内。所以你们既是神的子民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、仁爱的心。倘若这个人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容、彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是忍受全德的。又要让基督的平安在你们心里做主。你们也为此宗教归为一体，需要存感谢的心，要用各样的智慧把基督的道理动动不顾地存在心里，更需要送死迎合彼此交往，互相劝解，心被恩感，各种神，无论做什么或说话或起誓，都要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神。
Thank you. Please be seated. First, I want to tell you a little bit about this letter that was written in the Bible. Okay, this letter was written by the Apostle Paul. And it was written to a church that met in a town called Colossae. And this letter was written because there was some trouble in the church. There was some bad teaching. So Paul was writing to help them to understand the truth. So we're going to go through this bit by bit and talk about it. Okay, I'm going to ask Brother Weihao to read the first four verses again.
哥罗西书第三章第一节到第四节。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So we learn some things about Jesus. And we learn about a relationship with Jesus. Verse 1 says, if you have been raised with Jesus.
第一节说,
so Jesus died on the cross and then he rose again.
耶稣在十字架上死,
so when you put your faith in Jesus, you are raised with Jesus. Jesus is alive today in heaven. So a part of our heart is with him in heaven. So this is a spiritual truth. Your heart is with Christ in heaven. So here Paul teaches us to set our mind on things above.
保罗叫我们把我们的心放在上面的事。
So this means we should think about Jesus.
我们要思念耶稣。
We should set our minds on Jesus.
我们要把我们的思念放在耶稣里。
What are some of the things we usually think about?
我们通常想些什么东西?
Okay, before I was married, I was thinking about my future wife.
在我还没结婚的时候，我在想我未来的妻子。
In December, I finished a master's course. I graduated.
在十二月的时候，我完成了我的硕士的课程，我毕业了。So
if you're a student, you're thinking about finishing school.
如果你是学生，你会想到毕业。These
are good things we can think about.
这些都是我们
Sometimes we think about bad things. Maybe we want more money. Are we more food? At my dinner table, there's always six people. And sometimes someone feels like there's not enough food. And I take some food on my plate. My daughter looks at me. Daddy, you took too much. So sometimes we think about wanting more. But here, Paul tells us, think about heaven. Think about our life with God. Brother, would you read verse 3 again, please?
哥罗西书第三章第三节。因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。Okay,
it says our life is hidden with Christ in God.
他说我们的生命藏在神里面与基督。
Sometimes I want to go to a safe place. So there are many dangers in the world. So there are physical dangers. I walk across the street and get hit by a car. And there are spiritual dangers. The Bible teaches that Satan wants to destroy us. So Jesus is your safe place from danger. He can protect you from Satan. He can protect you from physical danger. So we are hidden with Christ in God. Jesus is here tonight. In fact, where two or three brothers or sisters are together, Jesus is with us. This is a safe place. We can grow to be who God wants us to be. So that's why we're hidden with Christ in God.
会藏在神里面。哥罗西书第三章第四节，请大家和我一起看。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，
你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So Jesus is alive today in heaven.
耶稣今天活在天堂。
He has a glorified body.
他有一个荣耀的身体。
So if you look at Jesus today, you can see the nail scars in his hands and feet.
如果今天你看到耶稣，你可以看到他的手和脚有被钉的痕迹。
He promised he would come back to the earth.
他应许他会回来这世界。
And we will be together with him.
我们会与他同在。
So wherever you are, when he comes back, you'll be with him.
无论你在哪里，当他回来的时候，你会与他再有同在。
So for the brothers and sisters who died,
那些死去的弟兄姊妹，
God will give them a new body.
神会给他们一个新的身体。
And for those of us that are alive,
那些活着的，
God will change us.
神会改变你。
And he'll give us a body that will never die. And we'll be with Jesus forever. And that's a wonderful promise. So let's remember that as we look ahead. That's God's promise for each of you. Okay, let's look at the next part of this verse. Brother Weihao, would you read 5-9?
哥罗西书第三章第五节到第九节，请大家和我一起。
所以我们要支持你们在地上的身体，就如平安、无悔、邪情、恶语和贪婪。贪婪就与拜偶像一样，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、诽谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们过去就有仇人的心，穿上了新人。
So here.Paul talks about some of the problems we face. So there's a battle going on. So we are followers of Jesus. And our lives are with him in heaven. But there's also a part of us that battles with sin.So we have an old life of sin that still troubles us. So Paul is teaching us here that we need to deal with the old life of sin. So he talks about different areas that we have trouble. So he talks about sexual sin.So this is a very big problem for a lot of people. It's a problem for men and women. So God created humans, man and woman, with the design that one man and one woman would be married.And within that marriage, sex is a beautiful gift from God. But there are many temptations to have sex outside of marriage. Satan tempts us to get what he wants in marriage outside marriage.So this is very dangerous to our hearts. So Paul uses strong language to deal with this. Okay, I'm married happily. But I still can struggle. So especially men, let's be careful. This is a real danger to our faith. Satan wants to tempt us and pull us away from God. So we'll talk about some ways to deal with this later. Paul also warns us about greed. We want more than we have. And greed is also a very dangerous sin. Satan will capture our hearts and pull us away from our faith. Okay, in verse 8, he talks about some other sins of our speaking. So he says we have to put away anger and bad speech. So sometimes we get angry at other people. And I feel I'm right. She's wrong. I'm right. She's wrong. And our hearts get hard. But Paul says we have to get rid of that. And especially in this body of Jesus followers. People look at us. And they can see we have love in our midst. So God's love is here. People want to come. But if we fight inside the church, why do people want to come here? So we want to let God's love flow in this place. So we can have sin of sexual sin, or greed, or sin in our relationships with people. And Paul says, get rid of them. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, pull it out. Okay, I don't think he meant that literally. But Paul and Jesus were serious about sin. If we don't deal with it, we'll fall away from Jesus. And we'll fall away from God's people. Okay, let's look at the next part of this passage. Okay, can we read verses 9 to 11? Okay, I want to tell you a story that happened to my wife and I in Japan. So we went hiking with some friends of ours. And the only free time they had was Sunday morning. So we went hiking Sunday morning, and then we were going to go to church Sunday afternoon.
我们早上去远足, 下午去教会。
And our plan was to go home and clean up, put on clean clothes, and go to church. But we were late, so we had to go directly to church. So we had on dirty clothes. Smelly clothes. Okay, so we sat in the corner. Away from everybody. But people came and sat around us. And we were waiting for worship time. And one man said, "This place smells bad." And my wife and I looked at each other. And we felt very bad. Because we smell bad. So that dirty clothes, that's like our old way of life before we knew Jesus. And when we went to that church, we didn't have clean clothes. So we couldn't change our clothes. But God gives us each clean clothes to put on. So in this part, he talks about taking off the old and putting on the new. So we take off the green. And we give away money. Or we take off the anger. And we practice being kind to others. So I want to speak to single people here tonight, and especially single men. So sometimes we struggle with our thoughts about women. And we think things that aren't good to think. So instead of saying, "I must not think about women," okay, we could pray to God and say, "Help me be pure in my thoughts." I became a Christian when I was 25. And every day I pray, "Lord, I want a wife." Okay, and I and I actually prayed for my wife. I said, "God, I know my wife is alive today. I don't know who she is, but she's alive." And I said, "God, would you bless her? Would you help me to be pure in my thoughts? And would you help me to wait for sex until after I'm married?" I'm sorry. Okay, you're laughing. This is serious. This is a good thing. Okay. This is good. Please pray for your future spouse. This is a good thing to do. God knows her or him. And he can give you patience to wait. Okay, so you take off the old, but you need to put on the new. Maybe my heart's dirty. I pray, "God, give me a clean heart." Okay, here we see that God works to give us power to change. I can't change myself.
我不能改变我自己。
You can't change yourself.
你们也无法改变自己。
The power comes from God.
大能从神而来。
Are you struggling, brother or sister?
当中有处在挣扎吗？
Is there some sin that you're struggling with?
是在什么罪挣扎？
Okay, let's cry out to God.
我们向神呼求。
Cry out, God, change my heart.
求主改变我们的心。
Give me your power.
给我力量。
We can't do it alone.
我们一个人办不到。
So God says, take off the old, put on the new.
神说脱掉旧衣，穿新衣。
Then He gives you the power.
给你能力。
So cry out to Him for that power.
向他呼求，求他赐你这样的能力。
Okay, let's look at verse 11.
我看第十一节。
Do you always have this noise?
有这个声音吗？
Jesus is near.
耶稣就在附近。
Wow. Okay, let's read verse 11.
我们来一起读第十一节。
Okay, so here Paul talks about a lot of different kind of people. Okay, so there are men and women. I'm American. He's Singaporean. Some of you are from China. But here, Paul says it doesn't matter. Because it's a place where Jesus transforms your heart. We are all the same. Not one of you can save yourself. It's God's power. Jesus' blood.
耶稣的宝血。
We're all the same.
我都是一样的。
So God comes in and He gives us our salvation.
神进来了，给我们救恩。
He changes our life.
他改变了我们的生命。
He gives us the new clean clothes to put on.
他给我们干净和新的衣服让我们穿上。
I want to ask you a question.
我要问你们一个问题。
So how important is Jesus to you?
耶稣对你们有多么的重要？
We're humans.
我们都是人。
We all need love.
我们都需要爱。
We need clothes to put on.
我们需要穿上衣服。
We need a place to stay.
我们需要一个家能够住。
We need food to eat.
我们需要食物。
We need water.
我们需要水。
We need to breathe.
我们需要呼吸。
Okay, how long can you hold your breath?
你们能够屏着，你能吸多久？
Can you hold it for 1 minute?
一分钟吗？
Can you hold it for 2?
两分钟吗？
Can you hold it for 5?
五分钟。
Okay, if you don't breathe for 5 minutes, you die.
如果你五分钟不呼吸的话，你会死。
We need air.
我们需要空气。
Okay, how much do you need Jesus?
你们多需要耶稣呢？
You need Jesus more than water.
你需要耶稣多过水。
More than food.
多过食物。
You need Jesus more than air. Jesus is our all in all. He's everything. Do you understand that? He's everything. Don't forget it. Jesus is my life. Jesus is your life. More than air. More than water. So that's the basis we have to be changed, to be like Him. His power at work in you. Okay, let's look ahead. Okay, let's read verse 12 to 14.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁和爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你 你们也要怎样饶恕人，在这一切之外要存着爱心，爱心就是人我选择的。
Amen. I heard I.
我听到我。
Okay, this is also, this is a special verse for me, because this was read in my wedding. Okay, I want to talk about verse 12. Okay, there's some very special words in verse 12. Okay, I want to first tell a story. Okay, when I was a kid, we used to play American football out in the park. And so Saturday morning, the kids would show up. Some days maybe there were five. Some days there were ten. And we all played American football. Okay, the two big guys. Okay, they were the team captains, A and B. And they took turns choosing team members. Until everybody was chosen. I was often the last one chosen. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm small. And when they throw me the ball, I drop it. So I'm the last one chosen. I was sad. We love to be chosen. So we like to be chosen by our friends. They call us or SMS, hey, let's go for dinner. My wife tells me she was glad I chose her. Do you believe it? Oh, thank you. So we like to be chosen. Here it says that God chose you. God, our Heavenly Father, chose you. And He chose me. We've been chosen by the Creator God of the universe. We've been chosen to have a relationship with Him. We've been chosen to be His children. To receive the gift of eternal life. That's much better than a football team. You've been chosen for the very best team in the universe. The Jesus team. Amen? That's wonderful. God says that He's made you holy. The word holy means that you've been set apart. You've been set apart from your old way of life, your old sinful way of life. You've been set apart to a new life in Jesus. Jesus said, I have come to give you life. And give it to the full. Flowing over. That's a beautiful picture, like a fountain flowing over. God has set you apart to that kind of life. It says here, you are dearly loved by God the Father. I've discovered a problem in Asia. Many Asian fathers don't know how to show love to their children. And And the children grow up, and their father never showed his love.
孩子长大, 他爸爸从来没有向他示爱。
And so when they hear the picture, God my Father, so when we talk about God our Father, those people think, Father doesn't love me. I don't feel lovable. In fact, human love is based on what we do. So if I'm beautiful, people love me. Or if I have a lot of money, people love me. Or if I have an important job, people love me. God, your Father, loves you. No matter what you do, your Father in heaven loves you. He loves you deeply. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. God threw His Son away. He abandoned His Son on the cross for you and for me. That's how wide and deep God's love is for you. Your Father loves you. God, your Father, loves you. He calls you tenderly. Daughter. Son. I love you. That's wonderful. Do you believe it? We have trouble believing. But this is true. This is God's Word. And we can believe it. So life is full of rules. I hear they call Singapore the fine state. So we throw the trash down, we get a fine. And we leave the bucket of water out, we get a fine. So there are many rules in the world. Do this. Don't do that. And sometimes we think our Father in heaven is like that. And He has a big finger. And He shakes it at us. But that's not true. And if we can understand His love, we can have freedom. We can have freedom to do good things. Not because we must, but because we want to. He gives us freedom because of His love. So if we can understand God's love, we can have power to follow Him freely and joyfully. Okay, let's read verse 15 to 17. Okay, there's three things from this passage I want to think about.
So,
So Paul tells us, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
保罗说,
I want to tell a story about when I was a youth. So I actually was not a Christian, a Christ follower when I was a child. But sometimes I went to church when I was a child. And I don't remember very much. But I remember one message. And the pastor was talking about life is like a path and we're walking along.
牧师说,
and it's a path where we're following Jesus. And he said, on this path of following Jesus, we have joy and peace.
他说在跟随耶稣的道路,
so we're following Jesus and our heart is full of joy and peace. So if we're walking down the path and suddenly we stop, and I think, oh no, I lost my peace. Where's my joy? So something happened. So we back up. And we try to find out where we left the path of Jesus. So it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And he also says, you are called together to peace. So there should be peace in our hearts and peace together in this room. So if we lose that peace, somewhere we went off the path. So we need to back up and ask God to help us get back. Okay, verse
16.
Okay, here we have God's word. And Paul says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So how should we get this word into our lives? I'll use my hand as an illustration. So I have four fingers and a thumb. And each one of these has a meaning about taking God's word into our life. Okay, this little finger is hearing God's word. So you can hear it in church or in a Bible study. Or on your iPod. Okay? So the second finger is reading God's Word. So we should make a daily practice to read the Bible. Okay? So the third finger is studying God's Word. So study, we might use an online study tool. Some of you may have a study Bible. Or some other way inside a Bible study. Okay, so the fourth finger is to memorize God's Word. Okay, I'll say memorize and to review.
我说背和回顾。
Okay, I've memorized maybe 200 Bible passages.
我已背了200多章神的话。
But I forgot 199 Bible passages. I'm weak in review.
我在回顾方面非常的弱。
So we should memorize and review.
我们必须背，也必须回顾。
Okay, so we've got hearing. Okay, so I talked about four fingers. Okay, I'm holding my Bible with four fingers. Brother Wei Hao, can you take it away? He can take it away from me easily. The thumb is very important. Okay, what do you think the thumb is? I like practice. Also, what I was going to say, she said practice. Put it to work. Okay, actually, I think that's the other thumb. Maybe the other hand. But this thumb is meditation. To think deeply about the Bible. To be still before God. We ask God, what will I do with this? So with the whole hand, brother, take it away. He cannot. Because the thumb is very important. Meditation. So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Okay, let's read verse 17. So here it says, do all in the name of Jesus. So in the name of has a special meaning. In the name of Jesus. It's as if he were here looking at what we do. It's under his authority, under his leadership, under his rule. So when we do something in the name of Jesus, it should bring glory to God. We should have God's peace about doing it. It should be something that is taught in the Bible. And it brings glory to God. So as we have a decision to make, we pray to God for wisdom. If God leads us through His Word, if He gives us peace in our hearts, and if that decision will bring God glory, then we can have confidence that in Jesus' path and plan. But if the decision we make, we don't have peace, or it's not in the Bible, something the Bible would teach, or it doesn't bring glory to God, then we should stop and back up and do something different. I want to talk for a minute about expectations. What do we think will happen? Say, when we become a follower of Jesus, life will be easy. We'll never have trouble. We'll get lots of money. And get married right away. Hello? That's a wrong expectation. God promises to bless us. But that doesn't mean no trouble. That doesn't mean life will be easy. Okay, we don't have time to read these verses, but if you have something to write with, I want to recommend two verses to look at tomorrow. So make a note. This is your homework. Okay, the first one, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 and 13. Okay, and the other one, read Hebrews 12 verses 5 and 6. Okay, Hebrews 12 verses 5 and 6. Okay, that's later. Okay, but what I want to say now, okay, God's word is clear. He's promised to provide everything you need. And He's promised to bless you. But God says, you will have trouble. You will have hardship. So even if you're following Jesus, you will have trouble. Okay, remember, when trouble happens in your life, first thing, God knows, and God is in control of your life and situation, and He has a purpose for that trouble. Okay, there's two kinds of trouble I want to talk about. One kind of trouble is when we do something foolish or sinful. We do something bad, and we get a bad result. God allows trouble. So when we have trouble, pray to God. God, give me wisdom. Is this trouble because of my sin? If God shows you that trouble is because of your sin, then we need to ask for forgiveness. And we need to ask for God's help to change. Another kind of trouble. So we follow Jesus, and then we hit trouble, and we pray for wisdom, and God shows us we haven't sinned, but He allowed that trouble for us to grow. So for that trouble, pray to God. God, give me wisdom. How should I move through this trouble? And within God's time, He will set you free from that trouble. But we will have trouble. So don't be surprised.
不要惊讶,
be ready.
要预备好你的心,
cry out to God.
向神呼求,
and He will meet you in your trouble. He is always with us. I hate to discipline my children. My son or daughter does something foolish. And I have a choice. I can punish them. Or I can say, oh, that's okay. It's harder for me to punish them. But it's important for them so they can learn and grow. And it's the same way with our Father in heaven. Sometimes He does say, oh, that's okay. And when we should have had trouble, He delivers us. But because of His great love, many times He will allow that trouble so we can learn and grow. Okay, I'd like to kind of bring some application for tonight's teaching. Okay, first I'm going to give you more homework. Okay, does Pastor Jerry give you homework? Okay. Okay, so in this passage, there are 13 commands that were given. So things that we should do for our benefit and our growth. Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, verse 1. It says, seek the things above. Okay, so that's an example of one command. Okay, so you must find 12 more. Okay, if you can't find them, give this brother a call. He had my list. Okay. Another place I would like you to read. Paul wrote this letter and a letter to the church at Ephesus at about the same time. So there's many similar things in these letters. So I want you to read part of the book of Ephesians. Okay, starting in chapter 4, verse 17, through chapter 5, 21. Okay, so chapter 4, 17. Through 5:21. Okay. So read that tomorrow or sometime later. Okay. We talked about the things that we have to do. And they may be very difficult. But this passage tells us many things that God did for us. Things that Jesus is doing for you now. And things that our Heavenly Father will do forever. So I want to review those now. Okay, so in verse 1, we learn that God has raised us up with Christ.
Okay.
In verse 3, we learn that God has hidden us with Christ in God.
第三章第三节说到我们与基督一同存在神里面。
In verse 4, we learn when Jesus comes back, we will rise with him in glory.
第四节说到当耶稣回来的时候，我们会与他一同荣耀。In
verse 10, we learn that God is changing our hearts and giving us power to change.
第十节我们读到神在改变我们的心，使我们改变。In
verse 11, we learn that Jesus is our all in all.
第十一节我们学到耶稣是我们的一切。He's
more important to you than breathing.
他会比呼吸好重要。Or
anything else.
或者其他一切事物。Verse
12, we learn that God our Father chose you for life.
第十二节说到我们的父神拣选我们一辈子。That
He's making you holy.
他要使你成圣。And
we learn that God loves you deeply.
父神深深地爱你们。So
much that He let His Son hang on the cross for you and for me.
因为他的爱，他让他的独生爱子在十字架上为我们而死。In
verse 13, we learn that God forgave you of all your sins.
第十三节说到神赦免你们一切的罪，饶恕了你们。In
verse 15, we learn that God called you to a life of peace.
第十四节说到神能把我们过一个有平安的生活。
God can give you peace.
神可以给你平安。
Okay, I'd like to talk about that idea of getting rid of the dirty, smelly clothes and putting on the new clothes.
我想谈到那个把旧衣给丢掉，穿上新衣。And
how we can do that.
我们怎样才能够做到呢？
First, we have to understand our old clothes are very bad and dirty.
我必须明白我们的旧衣非常的肮脏，非常的臭。And
we have to get rid of them.
我们必须弃绝它们。We
need to understand the power to get rid of them comes from Jesus.
我们必须明白弃绝它们的大能就从耶稣而来。Also,
when we think about the new clothes,
我们要思想新的衣服。
There are many examples we can look at and learn from.
有很多例子我们可以看，也可以学习的。We
can study people from the Bible.
我们可以在圣经里读到很多人。Many
godly people we can learn from.
我们可以从很多敬虔的人学习。Study
the life of Paul.
可以读使徒保罗的生命。Study
Daniel.
但以理。Study
King David.
还有大卫。Or
you can read a book about a great Christian.
或者你可以读一个有关一个伟大的基督徒的书籍。I
recently read a book about Hudson Taylor. So he was a missionary to China. And I learned so many things from his life. I see Jesus in this room. We can look at our brothers and sisters and learn how to walk in Jesus.
我们可以看着我们的弟兄姐妹，然后向他们学习，如何？We
can learn from each other.
我们可以互相学习。I
learned from my brother.
我向我弟兄学习。So
I've been a Christian 25 years.
我已经信了主25年。He
told me about some brothers that he shared Jesus with.
他告诉我有一些他分享耶稣的弟兄。And
I said, I don't know any non-Christians.
我就跟他说我不认识什么不信主的人。He
said, what about your neighbor Perry?
那你的邻居 Perry呢?
He met my neighbor one time.
他见过我的邻居一次。And
he talked with Perry.
他就和Perry聊天。And
he learned that Perry doesn't know Jesus.
他知道了Perry并不认识耶稣。We
had lunch last week.
我们上一桌一起吃饭。He
asked me, how's Perry?
他问我Perry怎么样。
Good man. So we can learn from each other.
我们可以互相学习。
Even if I'm older in the Lord, I should be able to learn from the younger brother. What else do we need to take off the old and put on the new? People, do you love Jesus? That's the most important thing for us. Is that deep love for Jesus. And I'll be honest. Sometimes it's hard for me. And my love is weak. But this is what we want to do, is go deep with Jesus. And so we pray, God, put love in my heart. And we take God's word and we put it in our lives. And we worship Him. I love my wife. So I love to spend time with her. So if we love Jesus, we'll want to spend time every day with Him. To have a quiet time. You need each other. So I think many of you are in a cell group. And you share prayer requests. And you pray for one another. And maybe sometimes you can only talk to one person about a deep sin. But you need somebody that you can talk to and share if you're having a struggle. And say, brother, sister, would you pray for me? I'm having a struggle. Okay, so we need to be honest with others and let them know, I'm a sinner. Please pray for me. Okay, once more, I just want to talk about what do you expect as a follower of Jesus? Okay, so the truth is, we are hidden with Christ in God today. We have a place in heaven today. But we're still sinners. And so, our position is here in heaven, but our condition is here. And so, over 25 years as a Christ follower, I've been growing. But sometimes down. And sometimes up. And sometimes down. Up. Down. You got it. So what do we expect? Does it go like this? No, it'll be up and down. So we have to remember, even when we fall down, we can still get back up. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And He will help us. I'd like to turn to Philippians 2:13. Philippians 2:13. I'll read it in English while you're looking for it. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Philippians. Two thirteen. So God is at work in you. So He will change your heart. He'll help you want to do good things freely, joyfully, and with peace. And He will give you the power to do it. That's God's promise for you today. Okay, I want to leave you with a story. There's a picture in my mind. When I think about set your mind on things above. This is a story of my wedding day. So in America, the groom stands in the front. And then some men, two or three men, groomsmen, stand with you. And so, then the bridesmaids come from the back of the church. So on my wedding day, I was standing at the front of the church. And my groomsmen were here. And the music started playing. And the bridesmaids started coming in from the back. And so the bridesmaids all came to the front. And then the music went dun da 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 dun 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 dun. And the door opened in the back. And my beautiful bride walked through the door. And I looked at her. She looked at me. And she walked slowly to the front with the music. My bride. I will never forget that moment as she walked here beside me. And I was so happy in my heart. Jesus is waiting in heaven for you and for me. We are called the bride of Christ. The followers of Jesus, His church, are His bride. And He is looking down at us with tender, loving eyes. And His heart goes out to each of you. He's longing for the day that we will be with Him forever in heaven. He cherishes you. He loves us, His body. And when He brings us into heaven, we will take His breath away. This beautiful bride prepared for Him. There will be a wedding feast in heaven. It's going to be a big party, people. It's a party that will last forever. There will be no more tears. There will be no more dying. There will be no more pain. We will be with Jesus forever in heaven.
我们会与耶稣在一起。
Let's set our mind on things above.
我们把我们的思念放在上面的事。
Let's think about that wonderful party in heaven.
我们思考，我们思念在上面那美好的。
And remember, God gives you the power you need today to be like Jesus. Let's pray together.